The Democratic Party is heading into the final stretch before November's midterms, and it is not in calm water. Hakeem Jeffries, the House Minority Leader, is drawing sharp criticism from within his own caucus for two things that, taken separately, might be manageable, but together are stoking real frustration. The first is a private meeting with Jared Kushner. Now, Jeffries and Kushner do have a prior working relationship. They collaborated on criminal justice reform during Trump's first term, so this isn't some out-of-nowhere liaison. But the optics of the sitting Democratic House leader holding a private sit-down with the president's son-in-law, in the current climate, with the current stakes, has lit up a progressive base that is already on edge.
The second issue is arguably more substantive from a policy perspective. Jeffries appointed someone described as a hawkish pick to a subcommittee slot, reportedly with a strong pro-Israel orientation. And within a Democratic Party that has been navigating increasingly vocal pro-Palestinian sentiment, particularly among younger voters and in certain urban districts, that's not a minor internal management decision. It signals something about where Jeffries sees the electoral math. There's a strategic logic to what he's doing. If you look at the districts Democrats need to flip or defend to retake the House, a significant number of them are not in progressive strongholds. They're in competitive suburban districts where the median voter is not marching in pro-Gaza demonstrations. Jeffries is playing a map that's different from the one his left flank is looking at.
That tension between the electoral map and the activist base is one of the oldest dilemmas in Democratic politics, but it's running hotter right now than it has in years. The Kushner meeting suggests Jeffries is also signaling some degree of willingness to work across the aisle on certain issues, which his supporters would call pragmatic governance and his critics would call capitulation. Meanwhile, a federal judge has once again blocked Trump's executive order on mail ballots. This is now a recurring pattern. The administration issues an order restricting or restructuring mail voting procedures. A federal judge blocks it, and it becomes another chapter in the ongoing legal battle over election access. The timing is acute because ballots were reportedly days away from shipping in some jurisdictions.
Mail voting has been one of the central fault lines in American electoral politics since 2020. The Trump administration's position is broadly that mail voting creates opportunities for fraud. The courts, repeatedly, have found that the administrative orders attempting to restrict it lack sufficient legal grounding. What's significant about this latest block is the pattern. This judge has now ruled against this order before, meaning the administration is relitigating a position that's already been rejected. That's either a principled legal stand or a deliberate strategy to create ongoing uncertainty about mail voting rules, depending on your read.
And then there's the South Texas polling data, which is genuinely interesting. Democrats are leading in several House districts that Republicans drew specifically to be GOP-friendly during redistricting. The structural expectation was that the redrawing would lock in Republican advantages, but the polling suggests demographic and political dynamics in South Texas, a region with a large Latino population that both parties have been fighting over, may be moving in ways the mapmakers didn't fully anticipate. If those leads hold, it would be a significant illustration of how gerrymandering's guarantees can erode when underlying voter sentiment shifts faster than the maps account for.
Gerrymandering is a reminder that map drawing is a snapshot of political assumptions at a single moment in time. The GOP's assumptions about South Texas Latino voters clearly included some that are now being tested by actual ballots.